Good day, this is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. A deal is in the works to preserve for yet another year the current payments made to doctors who treat Medicare patients. We discuss that and other issues with Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome as always.
Thank you.
The deal at this moment is among Senate leaders, both Democratic and Republicans. What is it?
It would be to stop the scheduled cuts, which were to take place for Medicare, for physicians who take Medicare patients. About 23% was going to happen at the end of this month, to stop that for a year and keep them at their current payment rates.
And how do they propose paying for that? It's about $19 billion.
That's right. In the law, in 2014.
In the reform law.
In the health reform law, thank you. In 2014, individuals can receive subsidies if they qualify based on income to purchase health insurance in an exchange. Right now, if your income increased during that subsidy year, there was a set amount of money you had to pay back to the government, $200 for individuals, I think about $400 for a couple. Now what they're saying is, depending on the increase of your income, if that additional subsidy that you were not entitled to can be recalled or taken back, if you will, recovered by the government and used to pay for the physician payment fix.
Okay. Now, I presume that the Senate leaders are confident they can get it through their chamber.
Right.
What does it look like in the House with liberal Democrats?
Well, they no doubt will be upset about the idea that you're taking any money out of the health reform law to fund this physician payment fix. But the counterweight, as we know, is there's also a lot of pressure to not cut payments to Medicare, to physicians who take Medicare patients. Medicare beneficiaries concerned about this. Physicians are concerned about it. There's been a lot of concern that maybe doctors would stop taking new Medicare patients if they didn't get it. If their payments were cut, rather, that they would have problems with their current caseload and taking additional patients. So there's counter pressures all over the place on this one.
What's the timeline for this?
Well, they could move as quickly as this week, possibly. Wednesday is a standalone bill
in the Senate,
and the House could certainly follow right after that.
Okay. Let's turn to two other items that I kind of want to wrap up. We've talked about them on the set before. One is the deficit commission that President Obama established. They couldn't reach consensus late last week. Some of their proposals had to do with Medicare and some other health spending. Where do they go from here?
Well, as you note, they didn't get the 14 votes they needed. So that means that neither the House nor the Senate need to take a vote, rather, on a package, because the package had to have 14 votes before they would vote on it. But I think that as their concerns remain on the deficit, on the debt, and as those pressures continue, lawmakers will no doubt continue to look at Medicare and look at some elements of those proposals. For example, the idea of a global budget for Medicare, the idea of asking beneficiaries to pay more, maybe changing the benefit design. As we know from the Medicare physician payment issue, this is a politically powerful program, Medicare, and no one takes changes to Medicare lightly. But there are concerns that the fiscal pressures may continue to bring lawmakers to the program to look at possible changes.
Okay. And one other story I want to close the book on is in Texas. The governor and other Republican lawmakers were talking about the possibility of Texas pulling out of Medicaid, which is heavily funded, of course, by the federal government. Second thoughts?
Well, there was a study done by state officials in Texas, released late last week, that found that Texas would lose quite a bit of money, about $15 billion in a year, if they pulled out of the Medicaid program, because they would lose money for nursing home care, for uncompensated care, for mental health services. And so Texas, which is facing budget problems like a lot of other states, has decided perhaps this idea of pulling out of Medicaid isn't the best idea, and now officials there are talking about we need to keep up pressure to change the program. They want more flexibility. They probably would prefer a block grant. I don't think that that's in the future anytime soon, but they will continue to push for more flexibility in the program rather than leave it.
Okay. Thank you so much, as always. Mary Agnes Carey,
sure.
Kaiser Health News.